Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with another edition of Take 5. And just so you know, the track you hear in the background will be the signature track for Take 5. Today, I want to talk to you about attendance. And it's important that we keep in perspective that once you agree to work for the United States Postal Service, it is of paramount importance that you are present for work. Now, I got to tell you, sometimes it boggles my mind to see the number of employees who work there who don't report for work regularly. I wonder, how is that financially possible? But nonetheless, it is a problem in the United States Postal Service. And I want to say to you that, again, if you make that commitment that this is where you're going to work, then you have to also make that commitment that you're going to be present for duty. Now, there's a reason, and a real good reason, why most of you won't come to work regularly. And that's probably because you hate what you do for a living. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to say I hate what I do for a living. I will say I hate the way what I do for a living is managed, if that makes sense. But I have a greater understanding of my financial situation, and therefore it encourages me to go to work, even though most days I really don't want to. And you have to develop that same mindset. For whatever reason, if you're going to work there, then you have to make a greater commitment to be present for duty. And it kind of leads into, if you really understood your job, it wouldn't be as painful to you as it currently is. If you understood that as an employee, as long as you are making an effort to perform the task, that's good enough. That's good enough. And you have to understand the fact that if you work in a unit that requires 10 people and only 2 people show up, that doesn't put any additional pressure on you. Now, if you have a supervisor who is practicing people skills and treat you like a person, like an adult, like a worker, like you expect to be treated, then you will, of your own volition, dedicate what we call discretionary effort and try and close that gap between what is needed and what is available. But that's not required. Good management dictates that. Poor management dictates, I'm going to do what it is I'm going to do to the best of my ability. And trust me, it does not require me to elevate my effort because you're short. I'm sorry, that may sound like a hard truth, but a truth nonetheless. So if you understand what is actually required of you and what your actual job function is, even though you may not want to report for work, because you understand now what it is you're going to do, it will encourage you or motivate you just a little more to be regular in attendance. And trust me, this is nothing but a team building concept. You see, as a union leader, you can't be strong if your members are absent, if your members are without voice. So when I say to you, you have to make a greater attempt at being regular in attendance, it's because I'm going to need you there to help support the uplift of Local 304 and other unions. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on a Take 5 talking to you about the importance of being regular in attendance. Have a great day.